Welcome to Out West, the official podcast of the Western Governors Association. I'm Anna Thielen, the manager of the Western Governors Foundation, the philanthropic arm of the Western Governors Association. Art plays a crucial role in shaping the cultural landscape of the West, empowering groups and individuals to find their voice, cultivate creativity, and share with the world what's important to them. Celebrate the West is a regional art competition hosted by the Western Governors Foundation that challenges high school students to create works inspired by their state or otherwise evocative of the West. Each year, a judging panel selects the top piece from each state and territory in WGA's footprint, then selects overall first, second, and third place winners from the pool of state and territory winners. Today, we sit down with Emily Cooper, the state winner from Utah and our 2023 overall first place winner. Emily, thank you so much for being here today. For those listening in, could you introduce yourself?
I'm Emily, and I'm from Utah.
Celebrate the West is always a hit, because of course it is. There's something incredibly inspiring and wholesome about seeing incredibly talented young artists and their work. And this year was exceptional. It was the most competitive it's ever been, and it's an absolute honor to have you here as our overall first place winner. For those who have not yet seen your piece, could you describe it for us?
I painted a Navajo girl hoop dancing. I embroidered all the designs on the dress and also the headband and the pendant, and it gives it complexity. I saw her at a school assembly. There's later an article about her in the school newspaper and just like her and her experiences with hoop dancing, and I just thought it was really cool. So I reached out to her and asked if I could paint her.
So I didn't know that the inspiration for this piece was actually someone you know and someone that you went to school with. And in a way, that's some heavy lifting to do, to create work that really tells their story and what's important to them. When people look at your piece, what do you hope they take away from it?
I just want people to be able to see like the unique parts of cultures that make up the West. I think the different cultures are cool and they inspire. And so that was just something that I wanted to bring to people's attention. I do a lot of portraits and I like to just be able to show unique things about people, and especially minority groups, just because they're underrepresented in general. When I was looking through the shots for what to paint, I specifically chose one where she was looking at the camera and smiling because it showed how proud she looked. Like, yeah, this is me and this is something I love. This is my heritage, and be proud of yourself.
Tell us a little bit about your art journey, where you've been and where you're going.
I love art. I took my first art class in sixth grade, and that was when it really was like something that I was like, yeah, this is something that I really like to do. It was just acrylic painting, but since then I've done a lot more different medias. I've taken art classes in school. Really fun. I love art. And I don't really know what I'm going to do career-wise, but definitely something art-related is what I'm hoping, maybe graphic design. And I never want to stop doing it as a hobby. It's something that I really enjoy.
You're clearly a stellar young artist. What would you say to our other young Western artists out there?
Find something that you find a lot of beauty in. Find something that inspires you to do art. For me, I think that other cultures and things like that are really inspiring, and just people in general, and experiment with different things and just like finding what you like to do. Take art classes as well, at least in your school. I just really appreciate my art teacher and other people like that who are supporting me. And I kind of struggle with imposter syndrome. I think it's really easy to notice things that you think you're doing wrong, like flaws within yourself, even if you probably exaggerate them in your mind. And also just when you look around at other people, you think, wow, they're doing great things. Do I really fit into that? Like, I was looking at the other winners for the states and like, some of them are really good. My art teacher has been really good with that, just helping me with this imposter syndrome.
Art is obviously a big part of your life. Why do you think art is so important?
I mean, for one thing, it's a creative outlet for yourself, but also it's a way to kind of share things that are meaningful to you. Well, even if you're not like writing it out, guys, this is important. Having something out there that people can interpret in some way and something can be meaningful to you and can be meaningful to them, and that lets people flourish in whatever they are inspired by.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your incredible work. The quality of all the artwork this year was remarkable and really reflected the free, creative, and rich spirit of the West. Emily, we wish you nothing but the best, and thank you for giving us some insight into the remarkable talent of our young Westerners. Until next time. For more information about Celebrate the West or the Western Governors Foundation, visit westgov.org/foundation. See you soon.